With the number of kittens rising steadily each year, Jacksonville shelters are at max capacity for the tiny residents. Samantha Kindler has more on the kitten crisis and what animal welfare organizations are asking the public to do.
A tiny kitten that fits in a volunteer's hand is drinking formula from a syringe at the Jack's Humane Society shelter on Beach Boulevard. At just 3 days old, Thing 1 and Thing 2 follow in the paw steps of more than 7,000 kittens who came into the Jacksonville shelter last year, and their ranks are on track to grow this year. Jack's Humane's Lindsay Leyendecker says the youngest kittens increase the need for volunteers, funding, foster homes, and supplies.
The best option for them is actually not to come to a shelter. A lot of people think, oh, you know, I'll take it to the shelter because that's the right thing to do. But for a kitten that tiny and that fragile, staying with its mom is the best option.
Leyendecker says neutering or spaying one cat can potentially stop the birth of hundreds of kittens. For WJCT News, I'm Samantha Kindler.